Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, attention, attention. Please order in the court, Kennedy.
Yep.
Order in the court. Welcome to Carson's Court. Please order in the court. Settle down, people. Don't make me hit this gavel again, Kennedy.
I love it that you're both judge and jury in this situation. Judge, jury, prosecutor, and defense attorney, quite frankly.
I ended up down a rabbit hole in a Facebook neighborhood group yesterday, and I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know if I was right or wrong or
nosy.
Whatever.
You were nosy. Yeah.
I was nosy. That is a fact.
Everybody that fights in Facebook town groups are the nosy neighbor.
Yeah, if you post on someone's page that you don't know, you might be nosy.
Well, this is a neighborhood group.
You might be
nosy. And usually it's like, hey, watch out. There's a coyote eating cats in the neighborhood, or there's a new business. You know, it's all those sorts of things.
I'm well aware of it. I'm just saying.
Or
I don't post
some
on the
porch pirates stole my package. Have you seen this person? But yesterday somebody posted a video. It's about 10 seconds long. And it is of a car on a main street. And there's a little dog inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, poor dog has been left in this car for God knows how long.
And only God does, because she just started walking
past. Right.
I'm sure it's fine.
So, these sorts of things anger me, because you get no context. You are just trying to shame somebody for your own benefit, is how it makes me feel.
You're making someone else feel bad so that you can feel tall. It's gross.
So I respond. A, it's like 60 outside, because yesterday it was
yeah, it was like 55 and rainy.
And rainy, fine. Yes. B, and I look at the car, it's one of these newer, like, hybrid electric cars, and a lot of these newer cars have climate control, even if the car's not running. They have this technology now, and it looks like one of those cars. Either way, the dog is fine. The dog is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you posting the video? If you were really concerned about the dog, what would you do, Kennedy?
But call, like, animal control, or call the police, or if it was really hot and the dog looked like it was in distress, I'd probably break a window. I don't care. But I would not do it in this instance.
Right. I was the only one that probably had this opinion, because this is where it goes off the rails.
Did they come for you?
Oh, they came for me.
Was this like yesterday afternoon while most of the Yentas are at home doing nothing?
It was, yeah, it was like 6 p.m. yesterday. Carson, but like, just leave your dog at home if you plan to have it inside your car for an hour on end. Carson, so the special car is equipped to keep the doggy safe? Only a beep would leave their barking dog alone in a climate-controlled special car, regardless if it's 60 outside. Carson, would you do it to a child? I don't think so.
That is a jump. But keep going. Please tell me they kept coming for you. I could listen to that all day.
WTF, call for help. Oh no, the poor doggy. This makes me so sad.
Were you the only one on the entire comment thread with the differing opinion?
No, actually, a couple of other people. Nobody came to my defense, but a couple of people, like this one. My dog loves the car. Can hardly get him out. It's like his living room. Windows cracked, whatever, the dog is fine. So there's that. But that was like the minority.
I feel like it's less about what you were talking about, if I'm being very honest, but the fact that you felt your need.
Yes.
You felt the need to put your two cents in. This is everything that's wrong with social media.
Yes.
Every single thing.
And they post, and this is probably what was the tipping point for me. They did it anonymously.
How do you do that?
You can post in our group anonymously. So they post
a
video.
For having a group.
They're virtue signaling of you're a terrible person. I'm going to call you out and I'm going to post a video, but you don't get to know who I am. And I'm not really calling you out because I didn't call the police. I really didn't think that the dog or the animal was in danger.
I'm just trying to shame you on the internet.
Right.
Because we live in an outraged society now.
And then I get sucked in and now here I am firing shots back at them.
Never. Read the comments.
I can't help it, though.
You can, actually.
So Carson hates dogs. You heard her here first. He doesn't care about animal welfare.
617-655-1234. Order in the court. Order in the court. So now we're going to let you, the jury, decide.
Yep.
Do you want to... Do you? Are you going to be the four person, Kennedy?
I'll do whatever it is that you need me to do. People... Come for him.
Do you think they're going to come for me?
I hope so. A million things you could have been reading about, learning, bettering your mind. And instead, this is how you're spending your time with an anonymous poster in a Charlestown Facebook group. Dude, go touch grass.
Best thing we heard today.
617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.